Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's February 6, 2017, and this is episode 559. My Hokkaido winter photography adventure tour for 2017 was a huge success and incredibly productive. This is part 3 of a travelogue series to share with you the locations we visited, including a selection of photographs to illustrate our progress. At the start of day 8, we got up early and headed back to one of my favourite spots on this winter landscape tour, the boat graveyard. This is where 9 boats have been abandoned on the ground beside a fishing port, and in the winter, the snow enshrouds them, forming what I consider to be one of the most beautiful subjects I've photographed. I mentioned last week that we seemed to be constantly on the edge of a weather system that brought us sunshine one moment, then heavy snow the next. And this pretty much always presents us with some awesome skies as backgrounds for our photos. Or in the case of this image, the sky became a major part of the photograph. As detailed and complicated as the sky can get here, I love the simplicity also provided by the fact that there's nothing behind the boats but a narrow strip of beach and the sea. I shot this at 16mm with my 11-24mm f4 lens, but if you go much wider than this or go further along and turn your camera back to the right, you actually start to get the edge of the fishing port in the right side of the frame. And I generally like to avoid that. My shutter speed for this image was a 30th of a second at f14, ISO 100. In addition to these wide shots, which I do enjoy shooting at this location, I also like to go long, as I did in this next image, which I shot with my new 24-105 Mark II lens at 93mm. A number of people have emailed me asking about the 24-105mm lens, as there have been some not so favourable reviews published. All I can say is that I'm not seeing any of the issues described in these reviews with my copy of the lens. It's as sharp as it was in my initial tests at all focus lengths and in all shooting conditions, and I'm still very, very happy with it. Most of all, I really enjoy photographing without a gap in my focal lengths. For a tour like this, and even now for most international tours when I don't want to take my 200-400mm lens along, I'm shooting with the 11-24mm, the 24-105mm, and my 100-400mm lenses. This, along with 2 Canon EOS 5DSR bodies, is like the holy grail of camera gear for me, and I've never been happier with my kit. Anyway, back to this photograph. As you can see, the 93mm focal length, from a bit of a distance, enables me to zoom in on a smaller portion of the boats, also making the waves in the distance a little larger, adding to the story of the harsh conditions in which these subjects sit. This focal length also enables us to enjoy more subtle details like the texture of the snow and the fishing net draped over the bow of the boat. I shot this at a 20th of a second at f14 with ISO 100. Just 10 minutes after the previous image, the snow was back with a vengeance and I made this photograph. You can see that I was still at pretty much the same angle as the previous image, but I pulled back to 32mm so that I could capture the snow driving through the air. The snow cloud had made the sky very dark, although I have enhanced the sky in these images with my black and white conversions in Capture One Pro. I've also added an adjustment layer over the sky to make it darker still and bring out the detail in the snow. There is more to the port at this location, but I rarely shoot it, because every time I start to walk away, the weather changes, presenting yet another opportunity, so I just keep going back and shooting some more. On this occasion, I did go through to the port and shoot a few images, but my boat graveyard remains a firm favourite, so we'll skip those photos and move on to the later shoot. Before going to lunch, we visited the fish drying frames in Wakanae, and with permission of the owners, had a good walk around them and made photographs like this one. I used a 10-stop neutral density filter to give me a 40-second exposure here, which makes the sea in the distance smooth over, and the clouds, which were moving from right to left, also smoothed over. I was actually happy that the netting's used to keep the birds off the fish that's drying in the frames had also blurred on the top, making it less obvious. The netting on the side is still visible, but the top has smoothed over considerably as it was catching the wind and moving more. The wind was a challenge with the long exposure, but I found that if I placed myself between the wind and the camera and pushed down on the top of the tripod legs, I was able to get a nice sharp image. I'm sure by now you can guess my other settings, but for good measure, this was shot at f14 ISO 100. After lunch, we spent the rest of the afternoon in one of the fishing ports in Wakanae. This is a nice spot with lots of boats in various locations and formations. The boats are brought up on land like this over the winter to stop them getting crushed as the sea ice works its way down from Siberia and often fills these fishing ports. In this shot, I was attracted by the foreground boat on the ground, but with the five bigger boats lined up behind it, almost like a kid playing on the ground and his big brothers looking over him. As you can see, the sky was a very uniform grey, and therefore, in some respects, not as interesting as I'd have liked, but in black and white, I do like how this makes both the boats and the sky look almost the same tone. And this also, in my mind, helps us to concentrate more on the form of the boats and the Japanese writing on them. As there wasn't much to smooth over, I shot this without a neutral density filter for a sixth of a second exposure at f14 ISO 100. Running with the grey sky, I found this boat without any distracting elements in the background and photographed it in portrait orientation. The almost milky feel to the bow of the boat with that uniform grey sky for some reason really appeals to me, and this has turned out to be one of my favourite images from the trip. I was initially a little distracted by that large chunk of wood dangling from the boat on the left side of the photograph, but for some reason, even that now appeals to me. Maybe it's because it makes the image just a little bit asymmetrical, despite my tendency to line up a shot like this so that the centre of the boat runs perfectly down the middle of the frame. I shot this also at f14 for a sixth of a second at ISO 100. As the day drew to an end, with the heavy overcast sky blocking out most of the light from the sun, I found myself with a small problem to overcome as I shot the next photograph. Because there were a lot of grasses that had not been buried by the snow, I decided to pull back a little for this next image and include them, but the wind was blowing them around quite a lot, and I was down to more than a second exposure at ISO 100. So I decided to increase the ISO to 400 for a shutter speed of 0.3 seconds. I then used my cable release so that I could start my exposure when I saw that the wind had died down, so that it wouldn't blow the grasses around too much. There is still a little bit of movement in some of the heads of the grass, but that amount I'm happy to leave in, as it shows the dynamic nature of the foreground. But much more than this, and I feel it can come across more as a distraction. I actually went on to shoot some more images at ISO 800 and 1600 to get the grass perfectly still, but I preferred this version with that touch of movement. The following morning, we left Wakanae and started our drive to Soya, the northernmost tip of Japan, where we'd stop at a couple more fishing ports before heading down the coast to our new home for the next 2 nights. We stopped first at a smaller port with a single line of boats, and I made this photograph. Here I was working mostly with the snow drift and texture in the snow. I also used a 10-stop neutral density filter for a 25-second exposure, this time at f16. I probably should have gone back to my favourite f14 for a 30-second exposure, but I honestly can't remember why I didn't do that. At this point, I'd managed to catch a cold that was going around the group and was running on autopilot for most of the day. I was actually relieved that this was a drive day so that I could get a bit of rest on the bus. I think the group generally enjoys the drive days too, as we're full on for the rest of the time when we don't have to drive far to our locations. A little further along the road, we stopped again at Sawyer Fishing Port, and I was a little disappointed to see that there wasn't good snow cover in front of my favourite line of boats that I usually shoot there. And there was something piled up near the end of the line too, so that shot wasn't to be this year. I do quite like this photo though, from the other end of the port, with a line of smaller boats that were up on the land, and I included just the back of a larger fishing boat to add scale. I also did a few long exposures of this scene, but I ended up preferring this image at a 40th of a second instead. I just like the detail in the clouds for this one, so my long exposures didn't make the cut. Another element that I like, but you probably won't be able to really see in the web version, is some fox footprints that run up the snow a little way in from the right side of the photo. I was back at F14 for this image, at ISO 100. We took our group photo after this at the monument marking the actual northernmost tip of Japan, and beneath the clouds we could actually see the Russian island of Sakhalin in the distance, which was a nice bonus for the group. We continued on for an hour before lunch, then had another couple of hours drive down towards Monbetsu where we'd spend the next 2 nights. We did have just 20 minutes of light left though as we passed the port of Sawaki, so we finished the day with a short but very exciting shoot of the waves at high tide that were washing right the way up to the harbour wall next to the road, as you can see in this image. Even as we started shooting, the light was so low that without a neutral density filter, we were getting shutter speeds of more than a second at F14. My favourite photo from this session was a 2 second exposure at ISO 200. You actually get a different effect in the waves depending on whether the waves are rolling in or drawing out. Most of the time, for this look, I prefer to capture the waves when they're drawing out, leaving those beautiful streaks around the rocks and tetrapods in the sea. We'll wrap it up there for this third travelogue and conclude this series next week, picking up the trail at the start of day 9. I have now updated the tour page and started taking bookings for the 2018 Hokkaido Winter Landscape Photography Adventure tour and workshop. So if you might be interested, please do take a look. You can find the page at mbp.ac/hlpa. And if you have any questions at all, please just drop us a line via our contact form. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. Subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. If you have a moment to rate the podcast or leave us a review in iTunes, that really helps to keep us relevant in the huge number of podcasts out there now. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with that concluding episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.